November 24, 1987, about 9 o'clock p.m. So, Jean-François, tell, please, a little about your mathematical history. First of all, at what stage of your career you decided to be a mathematician?
Well, it's difficult to say. I think even when I was young, I wanted to do mathematics. And I was not sure that there exist mathematicians. I became sure of this when I was in the École Normale Supérieure. I knew that some people could be professional mathematicians. I did not know that before. And when I knew that, I was perhaps 18 or 19. Well, I decided I wanted to do that. This was a thing I wanted to do during my life. So I've always liked mathematics, and I don't like physics at all. So I did not want to become an engineer or something like this.
But in school before the École Normale, have you been exposed to any interesting mathematics books or teachers or whatever?
No, well, in France there is a very special system. I mean, children who are very good at mathematics, mm-hmm. or in other sciences, they have to follow a precise way. They do what is called classe préparatoire, and then they prepare difficult examinations to enter the École Normale Supérieure or the École Polytechnique. So, well, even when I was not sure that I would become a mathematician, I had the way I would follow was very clear. I had to try to pass these examinations and to enter the École Normale. And at that moment, I liked mathematics, but I had never read a mathematical book, a serious mathematical books. I had very good teachers in schools, but
was traditional school mathematics. Or what?
These were traditional teachers, and these were also traditional mathematics textbooks. But,
I see. Tell a little about the École Normale. A number of people told me, you have heard.
Yes.
Kolmogorov, some time ago, he visited France many times, and he told that surprisingly, how this very little institution prepared so great percentage of all active French mathematicians. And this is still true now?
I think it was true perhaps 5 or 10 years ago when I was there. I'm not sure it is still true. There is a problem in France because there are less and less positions in university or in CNRS for mathematicians. So, of course, this has this is important also for the École Normale Supérieure because students, they are less attracted by the École Normale Supérieure because they are not sure to get an interesting position after the École. And this was different 10 years ago. Now, more and more brilliant students go to the École Polytechnique and, well, they don't become mathematicians. They do completely different things. So, well, this is particular to what happens today. It was not the same 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I entered the École Normale Supérieure, this was considered as the best school on the same level as the École Polytechnique, for instance. And even for me, it was much better than the École Polytechnique. And one reason was that in the École Normale, you can do everything you want to do. You are completely free. You don't have to follow any course, but you can go to the university and you can learn what you want to learn, and you don't have to pass exams. So you can really you're really free of learning the mathematics which you want to learn, and this is important. And you have to learn by yourself and to read mathematical books. And
What about contacts between research mathematicians and pupils of École Normale? There exist any?
I think that they should exist, but because there are several professional mathematicians in the École Normale Supérieure, so they should give some advice to students. And unfortunately, I think they don't do their work correctly, or it's difficult to discuss with them. I felt that when I was in the École Normale. So my first contact was with professional mathematicians was when I began to prepare my thèse de troisième cycle.
So, which is at what age?
When I was 20 or 21, I think. 21.
After 3 years?
After 3 years, because I had to, I was not forced to, but I passed the aggregation, the mathématique, which is a difficult examination in France. And this was interesting because I had to learn a lot of mathematics in all branches of mathematics to pass this exam. So it was very useful for my research work after that. And then when I began to work with Marcure, this was my first contact with mathematical research. Because before that, I had tried to work with Brunel, who was a probabilist in Paris 6. But I think he was not doing active research at this moment, so I could not really work with him. This was not a success. I had to change, and I went to see Yor.
And was Yor at that time very active in selecting young people?
Yes, he was really very active in... he always accepts new people, so you can go to see him. And even if he's very busy, he says, you can come and work with me, we can discuss. Now it's perhaps a little different because he's so busy now. But at this moment, it was very convenient because I could come each week to discuss with him. And even if I had nothing interesting to say, it was interesting. It was important for me to come and to discuss with him. And,
But some way you become recreated to probability theory from the beginning. Had you a special interest, or was it the influence of some person or whatever?
I think there are several reasons. One reason is that even when I was in the École Normale Supérieure, there was a problem of a number of positions which were available after the school. So I thought that it was perhaps easier to find a position by doing probability theory, because this was not really applied mathematics, but not so far from applied mathematics. So it was. I thought it was easier than if I was doing pure mathematics, like algebraic geometry or things like this. And I think it is true. I think that in the CNRS, each year they take one or two persons in the probability theory, and they don't take one person in algebraic geometry, for instance. It's not true.
So there was some practical consideration.
This was a practical consideration. Another consideration was that I had two close friends who decided to do probability theory, so I did the same.
Do I know this?
I think you don't know them. One of them has stopped completely doing mathematics, and the other one is working on the filtering theory, so it's much different. This was an important reason also. But of course, I did not know probability theory at that moment, so there was no mathematical reason for me to choose that. But after that, when I began, very, very fastly, I began to like that, and I wanted to continue.
What was your first published paper?
I think it is a paper on local time and stochastic differential equations in the Séminaire de Probabilité. I think it's 17, probably, number 17. 1983. This is based on my thèse de troisième cycle, which I defended 1 year before in 82. Mm-hmm. And the paper was only published one year later, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's essentially it is the same thing as in my thesis.
I see. Local times were a rather popular subject, I think, at that time, yes. At many places, also in Paris.
Yes, it was popular, and there had been, a volume of Asterisk, which deals with local times, which has been published 3 or 4 years before, and there had been a number of new developments concerning local times. And when I attended the course of Marc Yor, he spoke about local times, and I found this was a very beautiful theory. And then he gave me a paper by Perkins, I think, about which was the first application of local time to stochastic differential equations. And I found that I could go in this direction further. And, this was the beginning of my thesis.
What kind of application?
This was applications to prove Pasqua's uniqueness theorem for stochastic differential equations. Mm-hmm. You can use, you prove that the local time of the difference of two solutions is zero, mm-hmm. and then you can prove that these two solutions coincide mm-hmm. if they start from the same point. It's a simple idea. I found this idea, it was based on the work by Perkins, but was not the subject was not imposed by Marc Yor, because Yor had given me another subject which I found terribly difficult, which was, I think, terribly difficult, and I did nothing in this direction. Mm-hmm. And I preferred to work on that. And after that, I was glad of having found myself my subject of research.
Have you had contacts with Meyer at any stage?
Not really. I've never had many contacts with Meyer, because now he's in Strasbourg, and sometimes he comes to Paris, but he has a number of students in Strasbourg, especially Chinese students. And I think I don't see him. I never see him in Paris, practically. So. I think it's very different from the situation 10 years before. I think that somebody like Yor has probably worked a lot with Meyer when he was young.
Probably. Anyway, this Strasbourg seminar was very active, and people either lived there or came from Paris and give talks. And now it is less active, I suppose.
And in fact, I have not really worked on subjects connected with Meyer's work. It's connected with Meyer's work, but not exactly the same area. I've never worked on the general theory of processes.
Yes, you are more Brownian.
I am more practical, not practical, concrete.
Yes.
That's the term. And this is also my conception of mathematics, but. It's not a definitive conception.
Could be rather wide.
It's a taste, a personal taste, I think.
And Meyer is rather wide. It's surprising how many things he reads and reviews and understands deeply, etc.
I think that Meyer is somewhat disappointed because general theory has not become so successful than expected.
No, it is very useful and very important tool, I suppose. Like martingales, for example, you know. Not everything is a martingale, but of course.
Yes, but I think, martingales is a very important concept. Even outside of the general theory of processes, you can speak of martingales without speaking of, dual predictable projections or things like this, which have been invented by Meyer. I'm not sure, but it seems. And
No, I think that in general, this was a very important stage in the development of serial stochastic processes, and this definitely is to stay for a very long time, forever, probably. No, of course, always there is some, you know, over enthusiasm every time with respect to what is considered at that time the most exciting and promising, etc.
Yes,
but definitely this was a very important stage in the theory.
But I think that perhaps 10 years ago or 15 years ago, everybody in French probability was working on this theory. General theory.
Yes, but this is only natural development. You know, in the Soviet Union, for example, Luzin's school, at a certain time, just after revolution in the early 20s, was the center of everything. So they have done set theory, descriptive set theory, analytic sets, and trigonometric series, and this was the center of everything. Kolmogorov was in this seminar, and everybody was there, and Luzin was there, semi-god. But then, of course, they moved to various directions, but this was a very important period. And of course, for example, all the brilliant work of Kolmogorov reflects some ways these ideas which he got from early life from this environment. But this is only nature, of course. For some time, now I think stochastic integrals are the most fashionable thing. At least maybe a few years ago, all conferences were called for stochastic integrals.
But I think now there are very different subjects on which people are working, like Malievin calculus or stochastic calculus. I mean, in the stochastic calculus, in the direction of Marcure, for instance, he has a number of applications of stochastic calculus. So there are other people who work in this direction. And there are several subjects like this. So it's very different.
For statistical physics become very important.
Statistical physics.
Including percolation and fields, etc., etc. No, this is very natural that people should not stagnate with old ideas, but move in all kinds of directions. And Laurent Schwartz became involved in some probabilistic kind of thinking, at least.
Yes, I think he's still publishing papers in probability theory, but I think he's working in the Meyer's direction, I mean in a very abstract probability theory. And
what does it mean abstract? I don't know. My backgrounds, for example, are in algebra, and I feel especially attracted to what you can call an algebraic spirit of some directions in probability theory, more than in physical intuition, things like that.
I think that abstract is not the correct word. What I mean is that Laurent Schwartz is doing, is doing things which do not interest for the moment the other probabilists. I have this impression, at least. I'm not sure that the people are really interested in what Laurent Schwartz does.
No, it depends, of course, what people, but some kind of generation gap, of course, always.
But this can change, this can change in 20 years. Or but I think that Laurent Schwartz is disappointed about this.
It's probably a natural thing for older people to not to be enthusiastic about their situation, but this is the nature of it.
I think that when Laurent Schwartz invented distributions, everybody was enthusiastic at that moment, very quickly.
No, but this again was a very important stage of the development of mathematical analysis, and this will stay.
So really, I've never read I'm sorry to say that, but I've never read a paper of Laurent Schwartz on the probability theory.
No, but
I should, perhaps.
No, not necessary. If you would read, you would read. But you cannot read everything.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. No, I suppose I don't read enough papers anyway.
No, you read probably more than many others. I have read very few, even on the prime of my life. For me, usually, to read one paper was equivalent to writing at least two or three my own, just to understand. So you cannot do this. I read a couple of papers of Feller, and this was the beginning of my activity in map process, etc.
I suppose this is not the same for the ordinary mathematician.
Let us stop this nonsense.